This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. We're starting to feel the effects of late fall into, we're not near winter yet, but getting there. Had some real cold weather this week. I was frigid. A couple days, 20s and low 30s. And it just was real cold. Getting the heat turned up in the houses and getting everything ready. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is the garden still has all the leaves that keep falling. So there's still lots of work to be doing outside, but you kind of want to push it off just because, well, it's a little bit cold. It's that time of year where Christmas is starting to be get ready. I know where I am. The greens are coming in, and some of the Christmas trees are starting to come in. And all of your wreaths and decor are really starting to fill up. You want to get those into the, if you do greens, you want to get those into baskets as soon as possible before the, the baskets freeze, etc. So, starting to be that time of year, the 17th of November here. We're not that far away from the end of the year. So we're getting there, getting towards that cold time, but still some things you could be doing out in the garden. Again, we've talked about it a few times, with the leaves. Are you cleaning them up completely out of your beds, out of the gardens? You know, is that one of the things you're doing, or are you, cleaning them up completely? I know at my house, I love to get them all completely cleaned out. I want to make sure they're nice and the lawn looks nice and clean. And I don't have to look at it as much. That's me. But some of you out there are getting out there to, just get the compost bins cleaned or get the leaves pushed into the compost, etc. Really, up to you on what you want to be doing at this point. So definitely something to be thinking about. There's something you could be doing right at this point for the garden that's really going to help you for next year. And we talked about it this week in the newsletter. And it was something my father always used to talk about all the time in the fall, about free organic matter. Yes, that's right. The free organic matter was seaweed from the beach. now. This was something that my father, when I was a kid, used to talk about it and do this for the garden. And it was just like, wow, this is, you know, this is something interesting. He wants us to go to the beach and pick up seaweed. Okay. But this was something that he actually got passed down to him from his father. And I'm sure it got passed down to him as well. So it's very interesting taking seaweed from the beach and actually piling it on top of the vegetable garden. You know, just covering it completely. Take care of, you know, I think one of the things that he talks about in the article is just getting it a couple inches thick. And, you know, that was something that the seaweed itself would actually just add organic matter into the soil. It was about 4 to 6 inches deep of seaweed in the garden. I'm sure it smelled great at that point. But, you know, this was something that he would do in the article in the fall. You know, this is usually a time when you'd have the hurricane types or the bigger rain season, so a lot of seaweed would be washing up to the beaches. So they would go, they would fill trash bags with it, and so they had enough to cover about 4 to 6 inches of 4 to 6 inches deep for the garden. And to be honest, it kind of goes a little bit against what we've been talking about the past weeks with rototilling. But if you have a garden that just needs more organic matter, needs something else to it, what they actually would do was they would rototill it into the garden at that point. So that was something that just became more organic into their soil and really built it up, let it break down over the winter. You know, as my father writes in the article, seaweed is like a bale of peat moss for your garden, but it also has some of that great, organic matter from the ocean. This is something you don't have to worry about the sea salt. You don't have to wash it off. It's not too much. It's, something that you don't have to worry about. You can just throw it right into the soil, on top of the soil, and then rototill it in. That's one thing that he had always talked about when I was a kid, is adding this to it. You know, we've learned a lot more since then, and one of the things that we've talked about was leaving your vegetable plants in there, cutting them just to the ground, leaving the root system in there. But like I said, if you had a garden that wasn't as successful as you wanted, and it's one of those, you know, needs more organic matter, needs something else to help it, this was a great way to do it. But like I said, we've talked more recently in leaving the plants in the soil versus actually breaking them apart with a rototiller. So something to think about. You can go either way, really, on depending upon what you're looking to get out of the soil, what you're looking to do. So that's just one of the things that we can be thinking about at this time. Like I said, there's a lot of different methods, a lot of different ways to be doing it. So that's definitely something to be looking at. But that's from this year's, this week's newsletter. One of the articles that every time I see it, I always just get a big smile on, because I just remember talking with my dad about this and listening to him talk about this over and over again. So it's pretty cool. Every time this article comes out, I kind of look at it. I'm like, all right, this brings back good memories. So something to really be thinking about. If you guys have any questions, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, again, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And we'll do our best to really get you the answer you need. Now, we do have lots to talk about today. Lots of things you can still actually do. It's still, you know, we've still got some warm weather. And when I say warm, it's interesting when it comes to warm. Once we start to get those 20s and 30s, warm for New England turns into about, you know, 45, 50 degrees, and we're starting to feel a little bit better about it. But we're still thinking about protecting your plants for winter with some of the, you know, wilt proof or wilt stop. And middle of the week is looking, middle to end of this coming week is looking decent for that, because you need 40 degrees or warmer for the wilt proof or wilt stop to really adhere to the plants. And so it's something to really think about. This spring, we saw a lot, and I mean a lot of evergreens that died because they dried out from the winter. And a lot of that could have been prevented by using wilt stop or wilt proof. And, you know, it's just something that you really should look into doing. It basically holds the moisture in the plants versus allowing the plants to dry out in the wind. So it's something to protect the plant throughout the year, because obviously the ground's frozen, can't absorb the water as much. Water's going to be in the leaves, etc. If they dry out, they're going to die quicker. So we'll talk more about it, but give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we've been getting a few emails in regards to asking if we have wreaths this year. And, yes, there will be wreaths again. They will be done by a good family friend at Fiddlehead Flowers of Cape Elizabeth. My brother Jason works there, so that tradition that we've always had will be still intact, enjoying the season. Fiddlehead Flowers in Cape Elizabeth is pleased to honor the over 30-year time-honored tradition of the Paul Parent Garden Club by offering new holiday wreaths for 2019. Lauren Springer, CEO and founder of Fiddleheads, joined by award-winning designer, multiple award, Jason Parent, and yes, son of Paul, have four new styles. Locally sourced, double-sided, and handmade in Maine. To order your wreath, log on to www.fiddleheadflorist.com. Shop Fiddleheads, shop local, shop Maine. And free shipping on all deliveries beginning November 25th. So, yes, we do have the wreaths again. And you can be going on to the website of fiddleheadsflorist.com to get that information on what they are. So definitely something to look forward to. That means Christmas is right around the corner. Like I said, I've been unloading Christmas tree trucks. Few of them, not a lot, but a lot more wreaths and garlands and everything. Getting those out of trucks, and you know, the smell is something. It's just one of those, you smell it and you're like, ah, Christmas. It's definitely that time of year to be getting to it. Lots of stuff coming in everywhere. So it's again that time of year. Get ready for it. The Christmas carols will start to be on the radio. I know at work, you know, we have a lot of Christmas decor, Christmas everything, and so we got Christmas music playing. And you know, all those ones that say, "Oh, you're playing Christmas music too early." That's funny. Those are the ones I catch singing in the greenhouses in the past few days here. So it's interesting. So something to laugh about, something to enjoy at this time of year. Now, before the last break, we talked a little bit about the antitranspirant from Low Proof and Wilt Stop. And one of the things I wanted to add to it is you need it to be able to, sit on the plant and dry for at least 4 hours. Again, it was something that you want to be over 40 degrees. And you want it to not rain or anything along those lines for at least 4 hours. They're looking at the weather for the week. There's a little bit of rain this week. I know Monday there's going to be more rain than maybe Monday, Tuesday more rain than the rest of the week. So it's looking like Wednesday, Thursday, or Saturday are pretty good days to be spraying the Wilt Proof or the Wilt Stop. Like I said, you want it over 40 degrees, and there's not going to be rain. There's those days there's going to be more sun. You're going to allow it to have that 4 hours to dry. It'll be perfect. So definitely something to look at. It's really, it's not an insurance policy, but it's like it, having that on the plants, any of your evergreens, and really keeping that moisture in the plant versus letting it leave the plant. I was starting to say at the end of the last break, ground freezes, the roots really can't absorb a lot of water. At that point, they've already absorbed everything that they can. But the leaves have that moisture because the plant has absorbed it. Now, with the wind blowing, the colder temperatures, the leaves start to dry out without anything on them. With the Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on them, it creates that protective layer around it to keep the moisture in the plant where it needs to be. So you're not seeing some of that winter damage or, the wilting of the plant. You'll see it on the rhododendrons where the leaves will just go straight up and down. So just something to really be thinking about this time of year. We're going to go to a break. On the other side, we'll answer more of your gardening questions if you have them. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
As Homer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards won re-election on Saturday. Edwards narrowly defeated his Republican opponent, Eddie Rasponi, despite President Trump traveling to the state twice over the final 11 days to campaign for the GOP candidate. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is moving forward and may be voted on by the end of this month. Democratic Congressman from Michigan, Dan Kildee, says stuff is getting done in Washington.
We spend a lot of time working with our fellow Republicans across the aisle, so that doesn't come through, I know, but it's hard to sort of sit back and watch all the focus appeared to be on impeachment when there's a lot of business that this country needs to get at, and many of us are working on that.
Kildee speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob's in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Excuse me. We plant quite a few dahlias in our property here in South Portland. And unfortunately, this fall, it was not the typical fall in the sense that things got cold. And for dahlias, I think you know this, but correct me if I'm incorrect, they need a frost before you can take them out of the ground. And then my other question is, how do you go about storing them?
Okay. So, you know, they do like that frost at the end of the season, that one frost to really cut back the leaves, the branching, etc. You want it to really just be... what it does is it gets rid of the leaves. It allows the leaves to not be the focus of the bulb any longer. You want the bulb to have all the energy. So when you get a frost, the frost pushes the energy back into the bulb. So
thank you. Yep. Okay. That's what I thought all along.
Yep. So, and okay. That's something you definitely want to do. Now, one of the things you can do is you can actually, you want to cut the dahlia bulb back after, you know, it's probably turned black or brown, whichever. There's probably, on the bottom of it, you know, I'd want you to leave about an inch or two, maybe 2 inches of the plant itself so that you're not cutting it all the way back, and it's easier for you to store the bulb. You can actually kind of pull it a little bit, etc. So I want you to dig the tuber out you're going to find the tuber has really expanded all around it. And what you're actually going to do is, you know, you'll dig them all out. You will, on a warmer day, not in a day where it's going to get really, really cold, you're going to let the soil dry out a little bit outside on the tuber that you've pulled out, because you want to kind of move off that soil that's on there, remove as much of it as possible, because you just want the tuber, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them are, like I said, are clumping, so they're going to have lots of other tubers that have come off the main plant itself. What you can do is, a lot of times you can get like a big Tupperware container, something, you know, decent size, depending upon how many you have. You don't need it to be very deep if you don't have a lot, but you just want something to store them in, okay? You're going to put some peat moss on the bottom of the container, and then you'd put the tubers inside them, and you would put a little bit more of the peat moss on top of it. Not a ton. We're not talking, you know, inches of peat moss. We're just talking a layer just to have something. Because here and there, if you see that they're starting to dry out, you're going to need to mist them a little bit, if possible. You know, and just basically take a spray bottle and spray that way versus putting a hose or a watering can on them. It's just to give it a little bit moisture for it to go back into the plant, so that it can absorb something and make it through the winter.
Okay.
So what I would do from there is just put it in like a basement, somewhere, you know, somewhere where it's not going to get, you know, really warm, 70 degrees, something like that. So if it's not the basement, maybe it's the garage. You want it to be in the 40s or 50s temperature wise, when it's stored. You know, so that's the idea of it. You don't want those tubers to freeze. Because they'll be they might have frozen above, you know, while they're in the ground. I mean more of when they're above ground and out of the soil.
Because
they're exposed so much and it's hitting right to the tuber versus hitting the soil and then slowly moving towards the tuber. This is a direct hit to the tuber itself if you were to get it to freeze right now. So there's a little bit of a difference to it. So, you know, one of those things to think about.
Okay. Yeah, one I know.
Go ahead.
Greg, well, Steve, some of the plants that we've taken out, the tubers we've taken out, are so intertwined with other roots that there's soil stuck between them.
That's okay.
But you say it's okay, and so the wife wants to hose them down, but the weather out there right now, I don't want to put them out there and hose them down now. It's too cold.
Yeah, so, I mean, if there's too much soil, say, you know, inches upon inches of soil, you know, try to get it off the best you can. It's actually looking like, so you're probably going to be a little bit colder, but Monday and Tuesday we're supposed to get a little bit of rain.
Sure.
In the area. Tuesday is supposed to be the warmer day, so maybe it's putting them outside on Tuesday to get hit with the rain to get some of that off versus the hose. You know, maybe that's an option, but right now, at least where I am, and I'm in the northern part of Massachusetts, is going to be about 49. So I'd assume in South Portland, you're probably going to be about 42-ish, you know, 40 degrees. So I think you'd be okay on that day to just clean them up. And then you want I would take them inside overnight, because overnight temperatures have been dropping pretty heavily.
Yep.
And then the next day it's supposed to be sunny, and I would have them outside and sunny so they dry out a little bit. And I don't mean the plant just completely dries out like it needs a watering. I just mean some of that heavy water, because when you store it and you put it somewhere, if it's soaked, it'll start to have molds, you know, that type of thing. So that's why I'm saying we put it back outside the next day so the sun can naturally dry it out a little bit to the point where it's easier to store.
Okay. All right. I'll give that a shot. I know because I say we've been waiting because the flowers have been coming so beautiful.
Yeah.
Late to the beginning of November, and then we kept waiting and waiting for a frost because I had heard through your dad that the frost forces the energy back into the bulb.
Exactly.
Just like you said. And
yep.
So consequently, we're cutting, and I'm saying, wait a minute, this can't go on forever. And then it rains.
Yeah.
And now the bulbs got soaking wet, and it's a muddy ground. So it's like, oh, my God, what's going to happen? So I've got a basement full of dahlia bulbs right now, some of which have to go back out or get cleaned again. And I'm one of the volition right now to just take a heat gun, okay,
yep.
And just
yep.
heat them up, the dirt up, and then take a brush and brush it off as best I can because we've got one version of a dahlia. It's called Kevin. It's
okay.
The one I think that really established its history, and it's going on the third year.
Oh wow!
And I got three colonies from it.
Wow!
And it's all dry and ready to go, so I want to make sure I save that one. Yeah, we've been doing this for years, and we try to learn different ways how to store it because I've already seen mold cases and all those different things. But you said there's something interesting, and I heard from someone else in it. Mid-season, sprinkle them if they get dry. And I never thought of that, but it probably works.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where over the winter, you've done all this work. And if you don't necessarily have to do it all the time. It might be once during the entire time of the winter. But it's mm-hmm. just to check on it to see if you're starting to see, any withering or, a discoloring of some of the roots or the tubers.
Or even mold.
Yeah, even mold, because the mold will start to
yep,
spread.
Right. Okay.
You're going to have, it's inevitable. You're not going to have every single one 100% success that they're going to come back year after year.
Yep, I understand. I understand.
And so this is just one of those things of double-checking here and there and just making sure that, there's no rot in there because it can, go on to the others.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, good enough right now, young man. Thank you very much for your time and your information.
All right, Bob, thank you so much for the phone call, and good luck with the tubers.
Okay, thank you.
Take
care. Have a great weekend. Right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And that's a great question for this time of year, because we're definitely trying to let, get something for next year with these dahlias. One of the things that, for anybody out there listening, and I know Bob seemed to be right on it with it, one other thing to think about is labeling which variety is which, because when you put them in a container, they all look the same. They're all going to be tubers. You're not going to know which one's which. Unless you're an expert in dahlias and you've done studies on them, you're not going to be able to tell. And so just having, some sort of label on them, or, getting multiple containers and putting all of one style in this container, all of another style in another container. So you just want to make sure you know which one is which. Because, some of the dahlias are going to get bigger, some are going to get smaller. You don't want to put those dinner plate dahlias, the real big flower, right in the front of a garden where you have some things that are a little bit shorter in the back. So this is something just to be thinking about, help prepare you for next year a little bit. But this is something to be doing now. Again, dahlias like that frost. Like to have that first frost, because it'll put that energy all right back into the tuber, and that's really what you want. So definitely something to be doing. Another thing to be thinking about at this time of year is getting a product in there to protect your house from mice. Now, are you tired of mice moving into your home with you every fall? Would you like to keep them from coming into your home? Do you dislike using mouse killers around your kids and pets? Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic is an all-natural mouse repellent that keeps mice from coming into your home, summer cabins, cars, boats, RVs, farm equipment, garden sheds, and more. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma, which smells like spearmint and peppermint, but mice hate it. Mouse Magic repels by smell and works as an irritant, which drives away mice. Just use one throw pack per average size room and you're mouse free for up to 2 months. Available in a 4-pack box or a 12-pack economy Ziploc bag, Bonide products are made in America. Mouse Magic can be found at these fine stores. You can find them at Mahoney's that are near you. You can find them at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Mass. And if you're looking for more in your area, you can go to bonide.com to find a retailer near you. All right, for those who are still looking to call, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Really starting to feel like fall out there, getting into that winter feel as well. The cold weather is upon us. Only a few more days of getting into the 40s and 50s, like I said earlier. It's interesting, you know. 50 degrees a couple months ago is cold. Now 50 degrees is warm. It's just how New England goes. Once we've had those 20 degrees, 50 feels like a heat wave. So that's coming this week for a couple days. So if you have questions, give us a call. We're going to take a break when we get back. More information about what to do in the garden and indoors as well. Be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed. Pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub and will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call. Now, if you read the newsletter this week, there was, like I said, there was a story about the seaweed. But then there's another story that my father had written about roses. It was something that he talked a lot about, and it was something that he really enjoyed. The different roses, looking at them, seeing everything, because they definitely are worth it. Some of the work that you put into them is a great quality that you get back. So something that he really enjoyed. And, it starts off just really talking about what to be doing for the roses. And, it just tells you a few things, but the first major point in step one is to never prune roses in the fall of the year. He doesn't want you to do it. I don't want you to do it. Reason being is that plant has this bark on it that is helping prevent the moisture loss caused by the winds and the sun. And so every time you do that, you're opening up a spot for moisture to escape from the plant. So, it's just not something you want to do this time of year. When you're pruning the roses, the best time to do that is spring. Spring is the time to prune your roses. We've talked about this probably a million times since I took over, but the old story of when when the Red Sox came to Boston to play baseball for real, was the time that my father would always talk about pruning your roses in the spring. And there was always that little joke when they played for real, you know, because they weren't that great. You know, a lot of things have changed. The Red Sox are a little bit better. Won a few World Series since then. Now, they weren't as good this year, but, you know, we're not going to get into that. This isn't a sports talk show where we could talk about that for weeks. But it was always that joke that my father always used to say, when the Red Sox come back to Boston to play for real. And then he'd laugh, etc. So just something I always think about when I think about roses, the story that he always had. Now, one of the things that you can do, and it's different than what we've said before, about spraying the anti-desiccant spray on just evergreens. Now, roses aren't evergreens, but one thing that my father suggests is actually spraying them onto the roses to allow it to help keep any of that moisture in the rose itself. Because, you know, you do a lot of work when it comes to roses. They're not an easy one. You need to prune them. You need to fertilize them. You need to take care of them at the end of the year by putting, you know, mulch around them. They're just a little bit more. So add a little bit more to help protect the plant itself. And so that is something that my father recommended doing on your rose bushes. So just something to really think about while you're doing all the evergreens. If you have a couple roses, maybe throwing some of that spray on there. Now, about after Thanksgiving. So we're 2 weeks away at this point. A little less than that, but it's about 2 weeks away. That's when you're going to want to start building those mounds around the roses to protect the base. In the article, you see a picture, basically, that somebody has built a container to go on the outside of the rose, fill that area with mulch to hold it in those areas, about 6-8 inches high. Again, you want to go out about 12 to 18 inches to really hold that in there, and then build up around it. You're looking to cover the crown of the plant to really help protect it. There are other products out there. There's cardboard that's the treated cardboard, like a waxy covering. It looks like a teepee that you can put over some of your roses. That's one of the things. But putting the mulch around the base is really going to help it. Don't put anything plastic over the top, like a plastic bag or something like that. That's just going to trap any of the heat that is, you know, coming from outside and leave it in there. So in the cold, it's going to have that freeze-thaw effect, and it's not going to do well for you. So something to think about, be doing with your roses. We can talk a little bit more about them and what else to do. If you want, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.